This is KUT. Enrollment for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is underway again, and there are plenty of technical terms that may seem confusing. KUT's Veronica Saragovia turned to experts for some help.
At a legislative hearing earlier this year, one official said a big barrier that keeps people from getting coverage is just three words.
Health insurance literacy.
That's Katrina Daniel, an associate commissioner with the Texas Department of Insurance.
Not understanding deductibles, co-payments, that you pay your premium every month even if you don't use the service.
So let's go through some of that stuff. Nora Cadena usually helps people with their questions at the Highland Mall location of Insure Central Texas.
Let's start first with the difference between HMO and PPO.
The HMO will require the patient to pick a primary physician. That physician becomes your health home, and any services that the patient wants will have to be approved by that primary physician.
With a PPO, the patient doesn't need a referral from a primary care physician. If you use services in what's called your insurer's network, you pay less. That's because the insurance company has negotiated contracts with clinics, hospitals, and doctors in the network to keep costs down. Next up, what's a copay?
It's a set amount that you pay when you go to a doctor or a clinic and receive a service.
Okay, now on to deductibles.
My name is Dr. Esteban Lopez, and I'm the regional president for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas.
A deductible is the amount you have to pay out of pocket before insurance will kick in. Deductibles vary by plan. They can be anything from $750 to $5,000. Let's say a young, healthy person needs insurance.
You don't see the doctor on a regular basis, but you want to be insured in case you have a serious health condition or you have an accident. And so you may opt for a high deductible plan, right? Because you're healthy. You're not going to see the doctor on a regular basis. Well, that means that your monthly premium will likely be lower.
Plans on the marketplace are labeled by metals. Bronze plans might require the insurance company to pay 60% and the insured pays 40%. Silver are 70-30 and gold are 80-20.
That remainder, that 20% or 30% that you have to pay, that's called co-insurance.
Under the Affordable Care Act, an insurance company sets a limit on how much a customer will pay total in a calendar year for medical expenses. That's the out-of-pocket maximum.
And after that, we are going to pay 100%.
But you continue to pay copays even if you met that out-of-pocket maximum. Remember, if you've enrolled in a 2014 plan, coverage ends December 31st. You have to sign up by December 15th to start coverage on January 1st. The sign-up period ends February 15th. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.